we're really kind of looking forward to coming down to Norfolk on Sunday and just seeing lots of runners there kind of on the start line. So yeah, we're really excited and can't wait to come down on Sunday.
You obviously do a lot of these events, but the atmosphere is euphoric, isn't it? With all of those people in the same space running for their own reasons, but the emotion's quite high, isn't it?
Oh yeah, definitely. I think it's very emotional to kind of start on stand on that start line and just see everyone kind of people who've spent weeks and weeks and months of training running for all sorts of reasons and for so many different causes. It's really nice to see, and I can't really describe the atmosphere. You have to kind of experience it for yourself.
And it's a race within a race, isn't it, as always this year? Because there's the corporate gear, the gear itself, and the one I always look forward to, mini gear.
Yeah, so there's obviously, yeah, there's three kind of events in one, really, which really means there's something for everyone. So whether you're, a group of colleagues wanting to run together for the corporate challenge, or you're a family that wants to take on a much smaller 1.9 kilometre course. There really is something for everyone, and it's a lovely day for everyone to kind of come down and get involved, really.
And is there still time to enter? This is the big question, because a lot of people would have been hearing about it and thinking about it, and now there's like literally 5 days, 57 minutes and 33 seconds till off time. Is there time to enter?
Yes, yeah, there's still time to enter. If you come to our website, runforall.com, you can still enter the mini gear or the 10K. So, yeah, we'd love to see as many people as possible come down on Sunday.
Now, I've never actually done 10K because, to be honest, I don't think I would get round. I've always worked it. I've been there. And I said to you a moment ago, 1 year interviewing people and running around like the idiot I am, I did 12K. That was impressive. But is there a certain level of fitness to do this, or can it just be a nice kind of run, stop, stroll, walk kind of leisurely 10K?
Yeah, definitely. Like we always say all our events are for all ages and abilities. So whether you are a super keen runner and you're a park run every weekend, or you're just literally have never even thought about running before, we say that anyone can take part. So you can take it a stroll, you can, you know, run some bits, walk some bits. So it definitely is for everyone to get involved in.
So the Resi Farm Gear 10K is this Sunday. Lots of people running for lots of causes. But the big course is obviously Jane Tomlinson, which is what the event is all about since you guys took over. Who is Jane Tomlinson?
Yeah, so Jane Tomlinson's Run for All started back in 2007, so over 15 years ago now. She basically was diagnosed with cancer and decided to start the very first Leeds 10K as a way of fundraising for lots of different charities, and basically putting on an event that allowed charities a vehicle to raise as much money as possible. So for the past 15 years, Run for All has continued that legacy in her name. We now have 16 events across the country, of which the mini gear is is one of them. And to this day, we're still seeing that kind of legacy continue, and lots of money being raised for really deserving charities and causes.
It's amazing. 3,000 people or so are going to be on that start finish outside the Corn Exchange on the Tuesday marketplace on Sunday morning. It's going to be an amazing morning, running or not. If you can get there, lend some support. And if you want to register, there is still time. At radiowestnorfolk.co.uk has all of the links. Erin, thank you. Look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
Thank you. Yeah.